Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Moments ago, he discusses the telephone call with the Ukraine leader that sparked the whole inquiry.
When the whistleblower, when they saw what the whistleblower wrote, and then when I released the conversation, which bore no relationship to what the whistleblower saw, they said their case was out the window. And I think it's a disgrace. And frankly, I told Republicans who are really being taken advantage of, they're really being maligned. And I think it's a horrible thing.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House as he heads to Chicago. Catholic bishops from the Amazon asking Pope Francis to let married men in that region serve as priests. A gathering of the bishops at the Vatican discussing also the idea of ordaining women as deacons. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
General Motors factories are again pumping out vehicles and parts after ratification by the UAW of a new four-year deal. The wind-driven Kincade fire in Northern California has now scorched over 54,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained. It had been 10% contained earlier.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated.
President Trump announcing the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. operation in northwest Syria on Saturday night.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Today, President Trump will make his first visit to Chicago since being elected. He'll address the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. Michigan Democratic Congressman John Conyers, the longest-serving African-American congressman in history, has died at 90. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio's Wendy King has the top movies over the weekend.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the $1 billion mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top ten was the animated film Abominable, with an estimated $2 million.
Remember, you can always check out our online presence as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
With you 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, as we come to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You can listen live, download any of our podcasts. Our gift to you, absolutely free. You don't have to, you know, subscribe. You just, hey, we make it clean and simple because we're givers and we believe in paying it forward. Well, this, forward. This road to impeachment continues. It seems that what our government is good at doing is, you know, just letting all restraint be cast aside and let's just waste the people's money chasing these ghosts of impeachment. And you know, how are we going to be able to reel this in, ladies and gentlemen? Well, John Tamney is back with us, and I appreciate John. We've spoken many times about his previous book, The End of Work, and I loved his perspective on this because it was consistent with what my father taught me, and that is that, look, if you find something that you enjoy doing, and it happens to be related to work, you'll never have to work a day in your life because you're just enjoying it, and it is part of who you are. It promotes your passion and giftings and talents. And so John and I were very much in agreement on his previous book, The End of Work. And he's got a new book out, too, that's just been released. It's going to be quite interesting because it brings to question, you know, what if they're both wrong? A Policy Guide for America's Frustrated Independent Thinkers. John Tamney is the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks, editor of Real Clear Markets, and author of this new book that we're talking about. They're both wrong. A Policy Guide for America's Frustrated Independent Thinkers. John, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my goodness. Again, John, you've hit it right on the nose here. It brings to mind, as I open up your book, it's almost like you got to hear Ronald Reagan's famous quote, the most terrifying words in the English language, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Well, yeah, it's the mistake that both parties make is they have the conceit they want to do something. Humans are fallible. Who's the richest man in the world but Jeff Bezos? And he freely admits that he spends billions and billions and billions on failures.
Yes.
The good thing with Bezos, of course, is that when he fails, it's felt in Seattle. It's not national. And so my book's showing through chapter by chapter why both sides get things wrong, but it's making a broader point that precisely because humans are fallible and politicians are, let's localize government. Let's
Amen.
Not be anti-government as much as let's let people choose the kind of government they want based on the city or state they live in. People will try things locally. If they work, they can maybe they'll occasionally roll them out in more cities and states.
Well, what's at issue here, John, is the whole idea. I mean, the guidepost of all this has been our U.S. Constitution. And the government has decided on their own that, you know, the Constitution, like Barack Obama said, is elastic. It matters so little. And we, the people, have allowed the government to run amok and to get in these areas. Really, they're operating outside of their lanes. I mean, this is why we're $23 trillion in debt. You know, who handled welfare? Who handled social services before the government came in with a brilliant idea and has cost us trillions of dollars? And we're so bogged down with welfare entitlements that we can't get out of it. We're in buckets of gum over this because we allowed the government to overstep and think that they are the be-all and end-all and the answer to the ills of America.
Yeah, no, you put it so well. Let's never forget that nowhere in the Constitution is democracy mentioned. Mm-hmm. There's this belief that that the founders planned this country whereby we would majority would rule. No,
not at all.
Constitutional right. Republic where that limited the power of the federal government so people could essentially choose the government of their choice, once again, based on city or state lived in. My sense is that you and I probably, of course we are, for limited government, but I think what we're more for is local government. We're not, you know, if Santa Monica wants to have all sorts of interesting social programs and public parks and do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I've never been one of these people that says, I hate public schools or government schools. No, if a local neighborhood wants to have a public school, fine. We just, I think what we broadly want to avoid are national programs meant to roll these things out because, as they say, as you say, they lead to ultimately government spending enormous sums of money ineffectively.
Well, they end up retarding the process, frankly. And what you and I are for, John, bottom line, is we're for effective government. We haven't had effective government in play for a long time here. Let's admit it. You're not $23 trillion in debt, and somehow you argue that you've been effective. I mean, this has been royal malfeasance that we find ourselves in this kind of condition. I mean, to the point that, are you kidding me, that the interest payments for the money that we owed are paying for the military of an aggressor? I mean, how does that make sense?
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm always of the view that I don't worry about deficits as much as I worry about the total amount spent. That's, to me, the real problem. If the rest of the world owns our debt, I tend to think that's a sign of a peaceful future. You're not going to point a gun at someone who owes you a ton of money. It's kind of self-defeating. Mm-hmm. I share your broad point that this is what happens when the national government decides that it's going to make decisions for us. Because there's no such thing as effective government, and that's not some jingoistic statement. What makes a business effective is that it's constantly failing.
Yes, exactly.
When ideas don't work, the investors starve it of capital and sometimes put it out of business. We know with government, and this is just as true under Republicans as it is under Democrats, when an idea fails, that's just a sign that that idea is soon to get more money. Bad ideas last forever with government.
And exactly.
The beauty of local is that people can say, you know, locally we're paying a lot of taxes for something that's not working. It's very easy to sunset a local program, kind of hard to do nationally.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I thought we missed out on a grand opportunity, John, when we went through the crash that we went through, the big banking crash in 07 and 08. That was a grand opportunity for us to learn so much. And what did we do? You know, going back to what I said earlier, we retarded the process. Instead of getting out of the economic malaise and normal routine, you know, probably the most it ever has taken previously, we went through a recession, about 18 months. I mean, this lingered for years. I mean, it was a record. I mean, they jury-rigged the numbers to try to make it look that we were better off than what we were. But look at the people of Main Street America realized what the truth was. They were feeling it in their checkbook. They were seeing what's going on. A lot of people got out of the market, the labor market. They said they weren't participating. The government said they weren't participating because it made their numbers look good. But the fact of the matter is they still had to eat. It wasn't like they said, hey, we're not going to eat anymore. So what did they do? They were forced to work under the table. So we had this black market economy that was out there. Now, some of it has been redeemed, but it's still out there because, you know, they got used to not paying taxes and working under the table.
Well, it's a great point. Well, let's never forget that there's nothing in the Constitution about democracy, but also there's nothing about economic growth. The founders knew that free people would naturally grow just because free people are free to prosper. And
give them the opportunity. Just make sure you protect the opportunity for them, and they will do what they naturally do, which is what we saw with Donald Trump when he took the boot of large government off the throats of producers across this country. What did we do? We just went out and started producing. We've got more from John Tamney after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with John Tamney continues. We're going to talk more about his brand new book, but before we do, let's talk about this endless battle in this yellow brick road to impeachment that everyone is getting frustrated over here. John, you know, the Dems are just, you know, hard-headed toward this deal. I mean, since day one, when the president was walking down Pennsylvania Boulevard, there were signs up there, let's impeach him. We had an elected woman, congresswoman, who said, we're going to go and impeach the MFer. I mean, this has been their trajectory. Al Green was the first to present articles of impeachment. I think he only got 3 votes at that time, but that hasn't stopped him. And since then, there's been, you know, at least 2 other offerings of articles of impeachment. And now we have kind of the impeachment, non-impeachment behind closed doors taking place. And while that is going on, we have the investigation of the investigators that took a turn last week, and it looks like now we've got what started out as a review has now become a criminal investigation by John Durham.
Yeah, you know, it's so interesting to watch this. For me, as an outsider to the process, I say, when has money or foreign aid not come with strings attached?
Exactly.
I mean, that's my first thing. If there aren't strings attached, why are we giving it out? Mm. At which point, it's apparent from this one that there were allegedly strings attached that never anything was done. There was a desire for some investigations to happen, but the money flowed to Ukraine before any investigations happened that never ultimately happened.
Mm-hmm. So, well, let me ask you that. Let me ask you this: wasn't President Trump chastised because he didn't supposedly ask, you know, Vladimir Putin the same question that he asked of Zelensky? So now he asks the question that he got chastised for not asking of Putin. He asks of Zelensky, which wasn't anything, at least what I read and what I understood to be the case. He wasn't asking about 2020; was looking into 2016. And, you know, and what you said in terms of any kind of government official of any country, everybody wants to know that age-old proposition, what's in it for me, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, when she was a young, when she was a youngster in her dad's office, I think one of the famous quotes that she had, even as a young, precocious little girl, her dad put her on the phone with, you know, one of the union representatives. And her question to him is, okay, if we do this for you, what's in it for us? But I guess somehow that natural, you know, that natural process and instinct, it now becomes a violation and a reason to impeach Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's I assume this is what people always did. Imagine the outcry from Americans as, wait, you gave away all those billions around the world and you didn't get anything in return. And so, and I my sense is that that's what Donald Trump was thinking, is that, okay, and everything, every other aspect of life, it's fairly transactional, so probably this one is too. It would seem he didn't negotiate this one very well, because apparently Ukraine didn't do what he had asked them. And so what I don't get is, okay, Democrats, you keep pointing out how dumb the president is, how he's dead in the water, so why not just go win? Because assuming they actually get to some sort of impeachment trial, it's going to be difficult to get the Senate to move on this, so a lot of times wasted for.
And they knew this going in.
Candidates.
Yeah, they knew this going in.
Why not just run a campaign if the guy's so bad? You know, there's lots of people who have problems with him, and so if that's the case, you should have an easy election. Why would you do the impeachment thing?
Well, the reason they do it, John Tamney, is because they believe, with what Al Green said, and also Jonathan Gruber. If you remember Jonathan Gruber, his infamous statement about healthcare, he said the American people are too stupid. And Al Green, you know, said the only way that they could beat Donald Trump is by impeaching him, that if he runs for reelection, that there's no way the Democrats are going to win. So that tells you they don't have the language, they don't have the policies to convince the majority of Americans, or even to be able to convince the critical electoral college that their ideas should win over the ideas of the Republicans and Donald Trump.
Yeah. It's very interesting to watch where this is going. I personally, as a free thinker, like it, because If they're going to be fighting over stuff like this, they're not going to be legislating. So let's have more of it.
Well, it's quite an exposition, John, because what this does is this puts on full display who the Democrats are. And now it's up to the American people to decide, okay, do you want to give the keys to the car to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats one more time, particularly in the House, so that we can have four more years of this frivolity and waste of our money?
Yeah, no, that's, again, where I come out optimistic in this is we always hear, and I know you're familiar with this, people saying, why can't both sides get along? It used to be that Washington was so collegial, all these wonderful things. I don't like bipartisanship. I like when both sides are at opposition to one another because it's very hard. I think one of the things, because I've had disagreements with President Trump in certain policy areas, I've expressed them on this show. One of the things I like about him is he doesn't kowtow to Washington, and because he doesn't, he can't get a lot done a la LBJ. I think it's dangerous when they're doing things. Thank goodness for Trump that he's at opposition to these clowns.
Right. I think what it opens up, John, is an opportunity. You know, he said in his inauguration speech that he was turning the government back into the rightful hands of the American people, we the people. Okay, so now what does that look like? And I think your book is part of a guideline to that, is that what it looks like is less government, but, you know, as we said at the opening, less government, but effective government. And have the government operate in the lanes that it was designed to operate in. And there's only maybe really, when you think about it, five key areas that the government should be responsible for. They want us to believe that they're the be-all and end-all, you know, plus a bag of chips. It's like, no, enough of this. You're not the be-all and end-all. You are not my daddy. You're not my mommy. I'm a big boy. I can make this happen. Stick to your knitting and do what is most effective and what the government was designed to do. The reason that you get into problems that you get into is because you're outside of your lane. Stay in your lane and you'll be effective. And guess what? Your job will be a lot easier and you'll be happier as a congressman or a congresswoman or a senator operating in this government, because now you're doing something productive instead of, you know, being so maligned and so unliked by a majority of Americans.
Yeah, no, well, one of my chapters covers healthcare, and believe me, I don't presume to know anything about healthcare, but I just make the point that the Democrats did get Obamacare wrong. It hasn't worked out very well, and we would expect that any kind of national program is not going to work very well. But what frustrated me, and again, the book is titled They're Both Wrong, is the Republicans, rather than just repeal it, because let's remember, if they had just put a repeal legislation on President Trump's desk, he would have signed it the day he was inaugurated, over and done with. But remember what the Republicans did. They said, well, we are going to repeal and replace.
Right.
Oh, so the Democrat central plan for health care didn't work, so you're going to offer your own central plan. They say, no, we're going to give people more power to spend their money. Well, I don't want politicians to tell me how to spend my money. I just don't want them to spend my money. And so it's a reminder yet again that both sides want to do things for us, but guess what? I've got a supercomputer in my pocket. It's called a smartphone. If markets can produce that for me, they can also produce for me healthcare that will decline in price all the time while becoming exponentially more effective over time. The mistake is that both sides want to do things.
Exactly. Well, and it's easier for the government to think that they're the answer because they have abandoned a key principle of business, and that's called return on investment, John Tamney. You know, so if they were measured based on return on investment, and this is what Donald Trump is bringing back into consideration here, but we've got a ways to go, and I think your book is going to open up some eyes here, I can only hope for. I recommend that you get your hands on his new book. John Tamney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks,
now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process Access is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats continue their impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Moments ago, he discusses the telephone call with the Ukraine leader that sparked the whole inquiry.
When the whistleblower, when they saw what the whistleblower wrote, and then when I released the conversation, which bore no relationship to what the whistleblower saw, they said their case was out the window. And I think it's a disgrace. And frankly, I told Republicans who are really being taken advantage of, they're really being maligned. And I think it's a horrible thing.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House as he heads to Chicago. Catholic bishops from the Amazon asking Pope Francis to let married men in that region serve as priests. A gathering of the bishops at the Vatican discussing also the idea of ordaining women as deacons. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, millennials. Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your call. Don't fight your call. You come so far, keep going.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Look at, if you're dealing with diabetes, we got some great news for you. Lower price insulin is now available. The cost of treating diabetes for some of the 30 million Americans with this condition has increased over the past several years, including how much they pay for their medicines. That is why Eli Lilly and Company launched insulin Lispro injection, a version of Humalog U100, with a lower list price as one of the many solutions it offers to help people with diabetes lower their out-of-pocket cost for Lilly insulin. Insulin Lispro injection has a 50% lower list price than Humalog and can help those who pay high out-of-pocket costs, including those in the high deductible plans, those in Medicare Part D coverage gap phase, and people without health insurance. Because most insurance plans provide affordable copays for chronic medicine that are much lower than list price, people should ask their pharmacist whether insulin Lispro injection or Humalog is the lower cost option for them. Pharmacists can substitute the lower cost option for Humalog if, based upon their insurance coverage, it provides a lower out-of-pocket cost for an individual. With us right now to tell us more about it, Tony Ezell, Vice President of U.S. Connected Care and Insulins, Eli Lilly and Company. Tony, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Hey, always good to have people here who are the bearer of good news, so welcome.
Thank you. We certainly help to do our part to help those who are in need. So Insulin Lispro and some of the other solutions that we have are just examples of that.
Well, 2 in 5 Medicare patients with diabetes, some almost 41%, reach the Part D coverage gap and are responsible for the full cost of their prescription drugs. People might be surprised, except if you're dealing with it, you're running into that, right?
For sure, and this is actually one of the reasons why we decided to introduce insulin Lispro with a 50% lower price earlier this year. It's because we know that a number of people fall within that coverage gap, and for them, having a lower priced option is important. It's not the only option, though. You know, some folks can qualify for other things that we offer. In fact, if they were to call our Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center at 833-808-1234, there are other solutions that we provide too if insulin Lispro is not the right one.
Tony, and I'm glad you're helping me say that correctly, Lispro, who will benefit most from insulin Lispro injection?
Well, I mean, certainly there are a number of people who will. Medicare Part D patients in particular will benefit given, as you mentioned, 2 out of 5 do reach the coverage gap. And during the coverage gap, they're responsible for full costs of all of their medicines, not just insulins. And so when they're during that coverage gap, they certainly will benefit from insulin Lispro being 50% of the cost of Humalog U100. Others who have high deductible commercial plans, they may also benefit. They typically benefit earlier in the year. And, of course, those who are uninsured would benefit from a lower-priced insulin, like insulin Lispro.
Now, what should a person who needs a mealtime insulin consider when signing up for Medicare Part D?
It's a great question, too. In fact, we've considered that, and if someone's thinking about a plan that they want to choose, they should really take advantage of our website, insulinaffordability.com. I'll repeat that, insulinaffordability.com. If they go to that website, there are a number of things that we provide to help people think about what's the type of plan that they should choose, a Medicare Part D plan that would be the best for them depending on what type of insulin they take and what they're dealing with. So that's what I would encourage people to consider. Also talk to their physician, healthcare professionals, and get their perspective on the best choice for them.
And just a reminder, the Medicare Part D enrollment period started this week and will conclude on December the 7th. Tony, what about, for people that have diabetes, how do they access the insulin Lispro injection?
Well, I think the first thing that has to happen is they would need to get a prescription from their physician for Humalog. And as their physician provides them that Humalog prescription, they simply take it to the pharmacy. And they can ask the pharmacist if Humalog or insulin Lispro are the best options for them from a cost perspective. The pharmacist can look at their health plan coverage and recognizing that 95% of people actually have the better cost through their health plan. In fact, 95% of people pay less than $95 at the retail pharmacy for Humalog. Wow. So the pharmacist can tell them which is the best option, and at that point, if insulin Lispro is the better option, the pharmacist can then switch them to insulin Lispro.
So that's the perfect answer, and it's in the actual, checking with your pharmacist to see if, in fact, there's going to be that that savings that we're talking about for you. Another little factoid here, the percentage of workers covered by health care plans that require an annual deductible has jumped from 55% in 2006 to 81% in 2050. That's a pretty big jump there, Tony.
That's a significant jump. And honestly, I think these solutions that we're talking about, insulin Lispro or the solutions we provide at Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, are things that we're doing to help cover some of the challenges in the current health plan. There needs to be other solutions that we support, certainly things like rebate reform or first dollar coverage for insulin. These are the things that are really going to help when you think about the number you just quoted of 80%+ having copays, high deductible copays. So these are solutions that we'll provide to try to help. I think we've helped almost 500,000 people since we opened our Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center over a year ago, and we'll continue to try to do that.
Tell us a little bit more, speaking of which, of the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, which you launched, what, in summer? Just a little over a year ago now?
Yeah, summer 2018. Sure.
Yeah, that's...
You know, again, one of the reasons why we launched the Solution Center is because we recognize that some people perhaps were not being able to access the best cost. It's important to know that we work with all of the payers and health plans to provide them rebates so that our products are available. And in the U.S., our Lilly insulin, including Humalog and insulin Lispro, are available to probably half or so of the U.S. There are other companies who also provide insulins. What we wanted to do is to make sure for those who are taking our Lilly insulins, there are options. And that's why we opened the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, where you can speak to someone live, and we virtually have a solution for almost every insulin that we have and for any situation, whether you're uninsured, you're covered by a commercial plan, or you're part of a Medicare Part D program. We generally have the solution for most people.
Well, Tony, we've got about 45 seconds left here together, and real quick, do you see insulin Lispro injection as a long-term solution to fill the gap on access to insulin?
No, I actually see it as a solution until we actually have a more permanent solution within the health system. As I mentioned earlier, I think the better, longer-term solutions are things like passing through of rebates that we provide, or first dollar coverage. You actually see this happening now in a lot of states where they're starting to do that. When you're dealing with diabetes and people take insulin every day, we provide the rebates. We do believe that that is the ultimate solution.
Right.
But until then, we're going to do all that we can with things like Insulin Lispro and the solutions we offer at Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center to help.
Okay, remind everybody where they can go as we wrap this up right now. Go ahead.
Absolutely. First, for those who are in the enrollment phase for Medicare, I would encourage them to go to insulinaffordability.com. There they can learn more about things they should consider when they're selecting their plan. And for anyone who's having needs around affording their Lilly insulins, they should contact Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center at 833-808-1234.
Tony Gazelle, I'm Bill Martinez live. Tony, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day as well.
Tony is responsible for Eli Lilly and Company's Connected Care and Insulins portfolio in the U.S. Over the past 27 years at Lilly, Tony has held many leadership roles in sales, marketing, and general management. He was Lilly's first Enterprise Chief Customs Officer and led customer insights globally. He earned his B.S. degree in Business Admin from the School of Business and Industry in Florida, A&M University. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested food, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Prepare for this upcoming season with Quantum Nutrition Labs Vitamin D3 and K2, Garlic Complex, and Vitamin C. Buy two, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You had the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida. Bill Martinez live.
And because of you, ladies and gentlemen, we're now coming at you in, over 320 markets across the country? You're awesome. Thank you for putting the pressure on your local carrier and saying, look at, we need Bill Martinez on the show here and on our air here. This is important. Well, thank you so much for doing that. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern. Live, and we're also that would also translate to 6 to 9 Pacific time. Well, I guess Pike's Peak is nice and white. Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family is homebound right now because what? You got hit with some snow there?
Yeah, we got about 6 inches of snow, and it's a mess, and everything's canceled, and I have pipes that burst, so I'm waiting for the plumber to show up while I clean up the mess. So it's a happy, happy Monday morning.
Oh, wow. Well, sorry to rub salt in the wound there, but that's got to be tough. That just it's just the way it is. It's what happens to Coloradans. That's why you guys are so special, right?
That's exactly right. It's just part of life, and
Leave it to me. See, leave it to me. I'm thinking you're looking out the window, Pike's Peak, beautifully white. Here it is, the announcement that winter is just around the corner.
Yep. No, that's right. We are doing that in between shuttling buckets of water from my basement up to the sink. So.
Well,
it's
always
something. It's always something.
Well, the joys of living in Colorado, but you are a blessed man nonetheless. He's the director for Focus on the Families, Plugged.com. And we got a lot of movies to talk about. Jesus is King, number one, huh?
Yeah, Jesus is King is probably my biggest surprise of the year. It's a 31-minute movie. It's not really a movie. Some people are calling it a documentary. Mm-hmm. It's not even really a documentary. This is Kanye West's, I guess you could call it a vanity project, except, you know what? He's hardly in it at all, so that's not accurate either. Kanye West has been doing a series of worship services that he calls the Sunday service in California, and he's done them in Wyoming and New York and a few other places, I believe. And Kanye has a checkered past, and if you've ever listened to any of his
don't we all?
Right. Well, I think his is more checkered than yours or mine, perhaps put together.
Well, he's got more money than we do.
And he's got more money.
He can afford, I guess, to get himself into more trouble. But no doubt, he's definitely been out there. I mean, it's kind of like Solomon, right? Solomon had all this money, and he said that he didn't avoid any pleasure.
No, and I don't think Kanye has either. But the interesting thing is, Kanye has always been what I would call Jesus haunted. You know, he had Jesus walks all the way back in 2004, and lots of rappers talk about Jesus, but, you know, Kanye seems to come back to it every now and then. And a couple of years ago, he went through a mental health breakdown, and he came out of that, and he recently said, basically, that he has completely devoted his life to Jesus. I mean, he says, quote, "Now that I'm in service to Christ, my job is to spread the gospel, to let people know what Jesus has done for me." Well, that's pretty interesting, and this film really does that. What it is it's a kind of a conceptual, experimental film involving the choir from his Sunday service, and they just sing gospel hymns, and they are at a place, I believe in Arizona, an observatory that's like an open-air observatory with a big round hole in the top, and it's filmed in such a way that it's incredibly abstract, and it's actually really difficult to even articulate what they do, other than what it did for me was you get these images of nature and of the clouds, and you get images of these singers singing, and so it feels both intimate and really transcendent all at the same time. And all of these are gospel hymns that are completely focused on Jesus, and Kanye comes in for about the last 2 or 3 minutes of this thing. So he's not even in it, which I think is really interesting for somebody who has, you know, infamously as big an ego as he does. You know, he's not really there. So, and the new album is similar. It's totally focused on Jesus, and it's got a few little bumps, but nothing enormously significant. So it was really surprised, and it was really a worshipful kind of experience for me, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, you think of his following and the impact that he will have. And let me say this right up front. When somebody decides to get out, you know, of the stands and get in the center of the playing field where all the action goes, you got to know there is one humongous target on Kanye West's back. And as a fellow citizen of this world, you know, trying to find his way and is right now is promoting the gospel, I would say, please offer up a prayer.
Yeah.
You know, put him on your list, because he is not going to, be allowed to just have his way in the universe without all kinds of, spiritual warfare.
Yeah,
as we are
totally
reminded,
right.
As we are reminded, and what brings this up, I got to tell you, Adam, we got bad news last week, as you know, about Toby Keith and his son.
And this
was heartbreaking for me. I mean, I was trying to even talk to Danny Huerta on Friday, and all of a sudden the emotions took over me. I'm thinking, you know, it just really ticks me off that you got the devil out there, you know, running around picking off our kids. And we have got to take it seriously. We've got to understand the spiritual battle, because we're told that we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
We're
fighting about these principalities in dark places. In fact, it was interesting. I was watching Greg Gutfeld last night. I don't know why, but I was watching him and in his cast of characters sitting there trying to talk about, you know, spiritual demons.
Yeah.
And it's like they had no clue.
Right.
And you sit there and go, well, guess what? The demons got you exactly where they want you, clueless and unsuspecting. But the fact of the matter is our kids are committing suicide. They're being attacked at all angles. Here it is, you know, Toby Keith with all the things that he's been doing on behalf of the kingdom and his ministry. Been all over the place. I caught him in Southern California here a couple of months ago. And what a great concert and this sense of that he promotes in terms of as a follower of Christ and his commitment. And he and his family were attacked last week, and his son was the one, you say his son pays the price, but his son doesn't pay the price without his family paying the price. And
no, that's
and
right.
Toby is paying the price, and his wife Amanda. I mean, his wife Amanda, with a friend of ours, they are very active in a prison ministry every week. They go to a prison, a women's prison, and take the gospel there. So you know, again, The crosshairs are on these ministry leaders, and you're going to know that they're going to come after Kanye.
Yeah, no, that's right. And just to offer a little correction, I think you said Toby Keith, but you meant Toby Mac.
No, Toby Mac. I'm sorry, Toby.
Yeah,
Keith.
No, I just for anybody
yes.
who was listening,
T Mac. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes,
And you know, I have met Toby, and he's an incredible man, and we don't know. As of yet, I actually was looking at it this morning. I don't think there is an official cause of death of his 21-year-old son, Truett. I mean, mm-hmm. the cardiac arrest.
Right.
You know, that could be lots of things. Right. And so I think, obviously, it's easy to speculate. But any way you look at it, you're exactly right. I mean, whether it was tragically something like a suicide or an overdose, as it often is in things like this, or, you know, sometimes it's just an undiagnosed medical condition.
Exactly.
What do you do about? And
right.
So at this point, we're, you know, we would be wise not to speculate, but you're right in that it's just a massive loss. And, you know, I think he had a quote, something to the effect of, you know, we don't have a special pipeline to Jesus that makes everything cool, you know, mm-hmm. that we suffer too, and I can't imagine suffering more than suddenly losing a child, and especially not even being there. You know, he right. was on tour in Canada.
Exactly, exactly.
What a terrible, terrible thing. So pray for Toby and his wife. Amanda, I think her name is.
Yeah, Amanda. I believe it's Amanda. So
yeah.
I think I'm correct in that. And yes, T-Mac, not Toby Keith. I misspoke. Thank you for catching that.
Yeah.
Yes, it's and this is his oldest son. I mean,
yeah.
you know, 21-year-old. He just did the song Scars, which spoke of, you know, the challenges that parents deal with, you know, kids are going out on their own and, you know, dealing with life, and you pray and you keep praying, you know, for your children that are advancing into adulthood.
Yep.
And, you just, again, you know, keep them in prayer along with, Kanye West, you know, and the other ministry leaders too, because, look at, you know, it is a spiritual battle that we fight. Let's talk about, current war. Let's transition into that. Director's Cut. What is this about?
Current War Director's Cut was a movie that was supposed to come out 2 years ago, but it was a Weinstein movie, and of course, you know, everything he touched turned to poison instantly. And so they waited, they did a recut on it, and have re-released it as the Director's Cut. And, you know, when I saw the title, I thought, you know, this is a documentary about some conflict somewhere. No, it's literally about a war over current, as in electrical current.
Mm-hmm.
It's set in 1890, and Edison has just invented the light bulb and finally got it working after, you know, 10,000 different filament experiments.
Right.
And he has a dream to illuminate the world. It's a pretty big vision, but he's using direct current, and a guy named George Westinghouse, whose last name will be familiar to those of us who've ever bought light bulbs in the last 50 years, came along and said, hey, let me partner with you and we can do this together. Well, Edison wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm.
And Westinghouse said, okay, I will do it my way. And he pioneered something called alternating current, which, as we know, is the standard that ended up winning out. And so this is really the war over whose version of electrical current is going to light the world. So it's a little bit nerdy, honestly, but if you're into that, you know, sort of wanting to understand the past and where we came from, this is an interesting film, not much content. And sometimes films like these take the side of one historical character over another. You know, we got a good guy, we got a bad guy. This is an interesting film in that everybody is got some character things to their credit, and everybody has some character flaws. And to the point where...
Welcome to the human race, and
right, exactly.
That's it for today. Adam Holtz, thank you, Adam. Appreciate it, buddy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.